On this episode of The Best Hawaii, I am all the way in Ewa at Waikai, and joining me now is Amber, and we're going to chat a little bit to get to know the venue and the space. And I've seen it online, but never been here before, so tell me more.
Yeah, welcome. So Waikai, we're out in Ewa Beach. We opened close to a year ago. The vision here was to create a space on the West Oahu that can really be a place to come and eat and dine, to play, to surf, to gather, to have events. We wanted to be able to have a space where the community can come together and really have a place to enjoy themselves, you know, bring the family, bring the kids, have a nice meal, you know, try something new. The wave pool is definitely it's different than surfing in the ocean. So yeah, really just a place to really have for the local community to come and experience.
And so obviously people may have seen the wave. I know my husband has partaken in the activity.
But
there are other opportunities for people that might not be, you know, surfers or...
Yep. So wave pool is obviously kind of the crown jewel that gets the most attention. It's a deep water standing wave pool, which is 100 feet large. But we also have a lot of other activities. So we have a 52-acre lagoon that is open to all different sorts of water activities. So we have stand-up paddle boards, kayaks, pedal boats. We have floating aquabanas that you can pedal out to and lounge for the day. Kids can jump off, adults can jump off. And starting March 1, we're opening the AquaVenture, which is an acre-large obstacle course that floats within the lagoon. So really, really fun activities. There's a lot of also just lawn games out in the open spaces for people to come and play. There's a boutique sessions, which is a nice retail shop that houses a lot of local items, as well as some of your larger name brands as well. So,
and you also have availability as a special event venue because you have so much acreage and there's so many options too.
Yeah, so one of the main features when the property was opened was, other than just having eateries and activities, we wanted to really create space to allow the community to come in and host their own events, bring larger festivals, so we're not always having to travel into town and other locations to enjoy those types of activities. So we have two large lawn event spaces, our biggest, which is 60,000 square feet. We host everything from facility rentals like weddings, grad parties, baby luaus, and then we have larger size festivals like night markets, concerts. We host different fundraisers, so it's really an opportunity for people to come out and enjoy the space. We also on Thursdays do a weekly farmers market, which is really popular. We're a pet-friendly location, so people bring their families out, they picnic on the lawn, they bring their dogs.
Would you say that there wasn't really anything like this on this side?
Yes. I mean, we have a couple different event locations that are out on the west side, but maybe not really accessible to the community. So when this opened up, it was really an opportunity to bring a lot of those larger gatherings, like especially for weddings and grad parties. And it's booking out on a regular basis. And it just, I always suggest for people to come and experience the space during the day, but also to come at night because it really takes on a different look and feel in the evening time. So
what was this site before?
Way back in the day, a lot of sugarcane fields. And Haseko took ownership of the property about 50 years ago, started developing Hoakalei and Ocean Point communities. The lagoon has been here for about 10 years, and it is deemed just full recreation facility. So it doesn't open up to the ocean, so it is fully contained. The water quality is extremely clean. We have divers go in once a month. There's a natural seagrass actually at the bottom that filters out the water, and it's brackish water. So it's a mixture of salt water and fresh water springs. So it's about 60% the salinity of the ocean.
Cool.
So very refreshing when you get in it.
What would you recommend having a special event here for? Like maybe baby luau or like wedding?
We have a lot of weddings booked for 2024 and 2025. Baby luaus are great. Graduation parties are great. We've had a lot of corporate programs like corporate holiday parties, dinners. And not only with the event space, you can also hold events in our restaurant spaces as well. So we've even done ceremonies on the lawn, and then they go and dine in either kitchen door or upstairs in the lookout. So there's a lot of different opportunities. I always tell people, like especially for the weddings, to host their bridal parties or even their groom's parties. Like you can have a day with the guys, go surf, or your girls and go surf, or like take the girls out, go out and play on the aquabanas, you know, get dressed in Nalokai and then go up and have a nice a nice meal afterwards. Cool. So a lot of opportunity.